Hi-de-ho, this is Tony with the Jeep Talk Show, and just like you, I'm listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast with Nikki G.
Episode 16, Where Am I? All right, sit back, relax, shut up, grab a snack. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to inform, entertain, delight, and talk about all things off-road for the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? That's because that's about the attention span. Oh, look, a squirrel. All right, let's just dive right into this. It's Labor Day weekend. Everybody's going to be out wheeling. I hope to be out wheeling with you. The temperatures here in the Carolinas is going to be hot during the day with a little cooler at night. No chance of rain, or I should say, there's always a chance of rain, but not much rain predicted in the Piedmont area of North Carolina. So it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. And with that, I'd like to start off this week's, I can't really say this week's, this bi-monthly or this podcast by talking about navigation. I was listening to the Route 16 to Grind. And if you don't listen to it, you should. It's a podcast about just about everything outdoors, hunting, fishing, and blah, 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 wheeling. Just if you enjoy the outdoors, you should check out his podcast. And Brian, the host, has a nice soothing voice. And man, can he tell a story. And he's got lots of stories. And I don't mean stories in fiction. I mean life experiences. Check him out. You won't be sorry. But recently on his podcast, he talked about navigation maps and what apps he uses to when he scouts hunting spots. And I don't want to rehash what he talks about, but I'll just mention I use a few navigation apps. And I got to tell you, my dad always taught me two is one, one is none. Be prepared. Have a backup. If you have your navigation on a tablet, have it on your phone as well, or better yet, have paper map and compass. You should always have a paper map and compass, because what if you get stuck out in the woods for a day or two and your cell phone dies or your tablet dies, then you're stuck. Paper map and compass, you have a fighting chance. They're easy to get. I believe it's the USGS. You Google free topo map and the government site comes up. And you can just download or print out the map of the area you're going to be in. You don't have to carry a full atlas. Just one of where you're going to be to the main road. And if you go to Yori, it'd be great to print out a topo map. And topo stands for topographical, which has the little lines that show elevation. Which, when I was a kid, I didn't know that. Because I grew up in Ohio, where everything was just like one elevation. Unless you're standing on a bucket, then you know you're up in elevation. But here, topo map, especially when you're in the mountains, comes in handy so you don't walk off a cliff. Or if you can tell if you're going uphill or downhill, if you're going the right way. But I digress. If you're out in your worry, get a topo map and practice. But a map in Yori is pretty much just gravy. You can pretty much just walk the way you came or walk straight forward. The trails are clearly marked. And you can walk out of Yori in a couple of hours. That's if you have vehicle damage or mechanical failure. If you're in a medical emergency, then walking out should be your last resort. Which you should have a form of communication also, which I think that'll be a podcast for another time. But a few apps that I use. I use Off-Road Trail Guide, which is a good map. And it has trails clearly marked, as well as Forest Service roads. And if you pay for the subscription, you could really zoom in on it. You get kind of a bland pulled out map on the free, but it's still good, but you get a lot of detail if you pay for it. It's only $49 a year, I think. I went ahead and paid for it. But another good map, and when my subscription for Off-Road Trail Guide runs out, I'm going to go pay for the Gaia, G-I-A-I, or where a lot of people use it. It's very popular. It's just slightly more detailed than the Off-Road Trail Guide. And it has the same layers where you can pull up forest roads. And I will say about the Off-Road Trail Guide is you can pull up campsites as well on it. Those are a few apps I use, and I'm curious to hear what you guys use. Like I said, 90% of the time, I'm on a trail. I just go from one end to another. If you pay attention, you could just walk out. And again, the trails I go on, the longest trail I've ever been on was like 5 or 6 miles. Like I said, you could pretty much hike out of it in a couple hours or a day at the most. I don't do a whole lot of heavy off-roading. Some of you guys out west in the Pacific Northwest, I could like drive for days. Navigation will probably be a little bit more necessary. Part of my fun is I drive to Yuori, and I don't look at a map, and I don't turn on the GPS or nothing. I just drive around when I come to an intersection. I just pick a direction, and I've been lost up there, and it took me an hour or two to drive my way out of it, but that is part of the fun. To me, it is. You know, just driving around, milling around, looking at the sights. So in conclusion, practice with a paper map, download an app and use it. And I got to tell you, the apps I use, I pull them up on my iPad, and they're pretty much useless, because as soon as I lose Wi-Fi signal, they don't work. I pull them up on my phone. As long as I have cell service when I open it, they work. So I usually open it up when I'm at home, and I drive to the trails, and it'll still log where I'm at, even when I lose cell service. But if I wait till I get to the trail and I don't have cell service and I try to open the app, it doesn't work for me. So that's on my pre-departure checklist, is open up the navigation. And it's more of, I use it more of to record where I've been as opposed to trying to find my way around. Because like I said, 99% of the time I'm in Yuori. 99% of the time I'm either following somebody or I'm just driving around aimlessly. And, that's the fun for me. I've got no place to go, nothing I have to do. So I just tooling around looking for people. All right. So I guess, that didn't take as long as I thought it would. So, along with navigation, let's talk about communication. CB, I have a CB radio, but the only problem is nobody is running with CB anymore. It's CB is dead. 99% of the time when I'm out on a trail and I run across somebody, it's a GSMR or the FMR, whatever it is, the cheap Walmart walkie-talkies everybody's using, or the GSMR radios like the Rugged Ridge radio. And they work great. Better distance, better reception. I'm thinking about getting a dash mount GSMR radio, just so I could get a little bit more power out of it. Right now I'm rocking the Bofang 5UR, which is a ham radio. So I gotta tell everybody, don't use a ham radio if you're not licensed. And you can turn on your ham radio. You can listen all day long. As soon as you key that mic, you're breaking the law. Unless it's an emergency situation, then you could use a ham radio all you want for emergencies without fear of repercussions or fines or anything. But if I figure I've got just a little 5-watt radio, which maybe 7 miles range at the most, and if there's an FCC agent hanging out on top of a mountain waiting for me to say something, I think I'm in the clear. Now, that's, you know, that's an ethical line now we're talking. I'm breaking the law, or not really a law, a regulation maybe. But I figure it's best to have communication than not have it at all. And that's another thing with the ham radio. Is an emergency situation, my cell phone ain't going to get out, or might not get out. My CB is only good for about a mile. So ham radio is the way to go. And I'm still learning on how to hit repeaters and stuff. But yeah, if you need some medical attention or any type of emergency, ham radio might be the way to go. I'm always going to carry one with me, and I'm slowly learning on how to use it. Whether I get a license for it or not, I don't know. The more and more I play with it, the more and more I really don't like it. You know, nothing wrong with ham. It's a great hobby, but it's not for me. I don't know. I don't like talking to strangers. There's stranger danger. All right, so I believe that's about all the time I have for this episode. Okay, so I have no reviews. No reviews is good reviews, I guess. But anyhow, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Podbean, which I think I'm the only person that logs on to Podbean. But leave me a review, good or bad. I'd like to hear the feedback. Contact me at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10offroad@gmail.com. Or Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. Or you just give a... Just stand on your roof and yell out, I'll answer. All right, until next time, this is Nikki G saying, wheel what you got and be happy.